WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this wild ride called life, one sparkly, quirky step at a time. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, embracing those unique quirks that make you you. Ever feel like the world wants you to fit into a neat little box? Like you need to smooth out all your edges and be just normal? Well, I'm here to tell you normalcy is overrated. It's our imperfections, our offbeat tendencies, our wonderfully weird ways that make us truly fascinating. Think about it. What if the world was filled with clones? How boring would that be? Instead of trying to hide our quirks, let's celebrate them. Let's learn to love the things that make us different, because those differences are what spark joy, creativity, and genuine connection. 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Quirks are your superpower. Those seemingly annoying habits. The way you think differently. Those are actually gifts. They allow you to see the world from a unique perspective, solve problems in unconventional ways, and bring something truly special to every interaction. Imagine if everyone thought alike, there would be no room for innovation, imagination, or those hilarious moments that happen when things go hilariously off script. 2. Comparison is the thief of joy. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect people on social media, but remember, it's all a carefully curated illusion. Comparing yourself to others will only leave you feeling inadequate and discouraged. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and remember that everyone has their own unique path. 3. Embrace your inner child. That playful, curious part of you. The one who loved to draw with crayons all over the walls, okay, maybe not all over. Build forts out of blankets and dance around like nobody was watching. Don't let that spark fade. Allow yourself to be silly, have fun, and embrace the things that bring you pure joy. It's in those moments of playful abandon that we truly connect with ourselves and others. 4. Be kind to yourself. You're a work in progress, a beautiful masterpiece still being created. There will be days when you feel like you're nailing it, and days when you feel like you're stumbling around in the dark. That's okay. Be patient with yourself. Offer yourself the same compassion and understanding that you would give to a dear friend. You are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. 5. Shine bright, honey. The world needs your unique light. Don't be afraid to let your personality shine through, express your creativity, and share your gifts with the world. When we embrace our authentic selves, we inspire others to do the same, creating a ripple effect of positivity and acceptance. Think about that time you were trying so hard to fit in, to be someone you weren't. Remember how uncomfortable that felt. Probably like wearing shoes 2 sizes too small. Now imagine the freedom of rocking your own style, your unique quirks, and everything that makes you you. That's the kind of confidence we want to cultivate, a deep-seated belief that our imperfections are what make us beautiful and powerful. Let me tell you about this one time. I was invited to a networking event, and I knew I had to put my best foot forward. I tried so hard to blend in, talk about all the right things, and even wore a dress that felt more like a costume than myself. But honestly, it was draining. I felt stiff, awkward, and completely disconnected from who I really am. Then something clicked. I realized I didn't need to be someone else, I needed to embrace my own weirdness. So I started talking about things that genuinely interested me, even if they seemed a little out there. I laughed more, I shared stories with passion, and I let my personality shine through. The energy shifted completely. People were drawn to my authenticity, and I felt a sense of genuine connection that I'd never experienced before. It was liberating. Remember, you are not defined by your quirks, you are empowered by them. So go out there, own your weirdness, and let your light shine bright. And remember, if you want to dive deeper into this conversation, come join me on social media. Share your thoughts, your stories, and those moments when you truly embrace your unique self. Let's create a community where it's okay to be different, to be quirky, and to celebrate the beautiful mess that is life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.